When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers.
It's wedding season, kid.
The NFL draft is mere hours away, finally, and the 49ers actually have a first-round pick, finally. What could the Niners actually do with pick 31? Well, I thought John Lynch's most interesting answer came in the middle of his press conference earlier this week.
I just think you have to be flexible. I think sometimes trading back gets you later round picks, so I think or mid-round picks, and I think maybe your thought process, if that pick you gain allows you to move back up someplace else, then maybe that's a good thought. But those are the things you got to prepare for, all these scenarios, and we'll see where that goes. I think 31 is an interesting spot, kind of where Matt was coming. I think at the end of day one, teams are eager to go get someone. So I would imagine there'll be some calls, and we'll be open and flexible. We've done it, you know, both ways in a variety of ways and been successful doing some. And the big thing is just be prepared for every scenario.
If the 49ers went 3 years without a first round pick and then made us wait all through this offseason and then made us wait through 30 picks tonight only to trade the pick and make us wait another day, I'd probably rip all the hair out of my head. Although I do have to admit, it's kind of a good strategy. The other big situation that they have to deal with is, of course, Brandon Ayuk. The information seems to change depending on the hour, but Tim Kawakami was a guest on 95.7 The Game yesterday, and he gave the latest.
The 49ers are positioning themselves around the league that they could trade Ayuk. Maybe that's the way to get the best trade offer. Maybe you put a scare in Ayuk. I don't know. That's how they're positioning it, in the way I've heard. And I think Ayuk's camp is positioning, like, yeah, fine, trade us. We're going to go somewhere that will pass. We just want to get what's right. Both sides, maybe it's a stare down, maybe it's a game of chicken. But you know what? Games of chicken sometimes end up in crashes. So I'm going to wait. It's going to be very dramatic. I guess there's a potential they could even do it the next day for a second-round pick. I think that would be silly. I think Brandon Ayuk, if you're going to trade him, you got to get a really good first-round pick and get a receiver that you know can plug right in there, because if they trade him for a second-round pick, boy, I think they really take a step backwards in this quest to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I'd say that he's still on the team tomorrow and the next day, but, man, that's a guess, and I don't think John Lynch could tell you for sure. I really don't. I don't think they know. They're going to wait to see what the offers are, going to see what receivers on the board. When that pick they're offered comes to them, they're going to see how they feel about Ayuk. This is dramatic. This is really dramatic stuff for a team that has not really had dramatic first rounds in a while.
With the 49ers, you know there's going to be drama. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday, our own Jason Aponte caught up with ESPN's Matt Miller to ask him what the Niners should do at 31. If you want to read it, click the link in the description of this article. The video is also embedded in that page, so technically it could have been one thing to watch too, but a lot of people just like to read it. It is there for you. One thing to watch is, of course, our live draft show tonight, the Gold Standard live draft show. We are going to be, not just me, by the way,
Levin Black, Steph Sanchez, hopefully Vish Kumar and Hobson as well. 8:30 p.m. Pacific time is when we're going to start. That should be a little before the 49ers pick, unless, of course, they do something crazy, trade Brandon Ayuk, move up. In that case, we're going to go live immediately. So click the bell and you'll get notified every time we go live, which is, of course, every single weekday for you. But if that's not enough for you, also, Sour Death Sam has a hysterical 49ers draft video that he made. I'll put the link in the description of the episode. It won't take you long. It is friggin' hilarious, but there are some naughty words in there, so make sure little ears are not listening. One thing you may have missed, I should have mentioned this a while ago, but I forgot, and I apologize for that. The numbers for some of the 49ers' new acquisitions are in. I always find this interesting. Josh Dobbs is going to wear number 5. That's Trey Lance's old number. Trent Taylor is wearing 19. That's Deebo Samuel's old number. Mitch Wishnowsky is changing his number from 18 to 3. And Leonard Floyd is going to be number 56. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Again, click the bell, please, and thank you. Also, leave a review on Apple Pods. 5-star rating and a review. I promise we will read it on the show. Enjoy your Thursday. It's draft day, baby. Yeah. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. I'll see you tonight. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.